On the phone from Washington, D.C., it's Kim Knowlton. She's a senior scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council, which is looking at summer and some of the things that are downsides to summer. In most cases, they're getting worse. What's the top of your list, Kim?
Well, with climate change, there are some things that are being affected by those rising temperatures, supercharging some of the hazards of summer, like heat, air pollution, insects that can spread illnesses. Those might be some at the top of our list of eight that we've put together. The good news is that there's things that we can do to protect ourselves and prevent even worse effects in the future.
Well, let's go through that list of eight real quick.
So there's extreme heat. We know that heat waves are getting longer and more intense, and they're covering more of the country. There's air pollution. Those rising temperatures make ground-level ozone, smog, and other air pollutants really bad. Rising temperatures affect drought and the risks of wildfire, which I know California is having to deal with so much of right now. That smoke is harmful to health.
And critters come into play, too.
Absolutely. There are insects like ticks and mosquitoes. Changes in temperature and rainfall are helping them to move into more areas, and those insects can spread illnesses like Lyme disease, like West Nile fever.
One thing I was surprised to see on your list is poison ivy, and of course poison oak for us here in California. Why would they be affected by climate change?
That CO2 that we're putting into the atmosphere actually encouraging those plants that make us itch so bad to grow lusher, grow more, and be more toxic. Increasing temperatures and those longer drought periods are part of what you in California have to deal with, and climate change is fueling those conditions that are really quite harmful to people's health.
Now, what about food? You said there are foodborne concerns.
The hotter it is, the more there are outbreaks of illnesses like salmonella and campylobacter. Those kind of infections can cause gastrointestinal illnesses that are more common when it's hotter outside. Algal blooms in our waterways tend to occur more in hotter temperatures, and those too can be related to foodborne illnesses.
One other thing on your list that's a little bit counterintuitive, you warn about going to national parks.
Yes. Our national park system includes many locations, some of them along the coast, that are being threatened by rising sea levels. That's very much connected to climate change. And in other places, it's erosion, the increasing risks from wildfires that come with heat and drought. So the more we do to stem the tide of carbon pollution into the air, that's the root cause of climate change, the more in many ways we protect our precious national parks too.
All of these concerns being exacerbated by climate change, what do we do?
There's a lot of things that we can all do. There's two basic ways to approach this. One, we can prevent more climate change by reducing heat-trapping carbon pollution. That's the root cause of climate change. But then, two, we can do lots of things to protect our health and our family's health more immediately. From heat, for example, when it is very hot outside, drink more water. Make sure that you check in on the kind of people, our friends, neighbors, who are especially vulnerable to heat, older people, young kids, people who have a hard time getting out of their apartment into cool places. It's great for us to check in on one another. In terms of air quality, change your plans for outdoor activities or sports so that they happen on days where air quality is better. We can really protect our health from climate change and get to the root cause, too, as we move to cleaner energy sources.
Well, Kim, in spite of all of this, I hope you're enjoying your summer, and we appreciate the tips for our listeners on how to do the same here.
Thank you, Bruce.